That's right. It is the good stuff. Hey, thanks so much for joining us today. I want to tell you a little bit about the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame. Up in Medora, North Dakota, they celebrate Western heritage, sharing the achievements and stories of cowboys, ranchers, and rodeo legends who embody the enduring spirit of the West. Learn more at NorthDakotaCowboy.org. They've got lots of good stuff up there.
Ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture. Ever wish you had a single source for all of your livestock news? So what if I told you Tri-State Livestock News offers you all of that and more every Saturday? No need to roam for information, just you, your coffee, and the latest in livestock news. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read.
And of course, tomorrow's Valentine's Day, Mike. Happy Valentine's Day.
Almost, thank you.
This is called My Love. It's by David Osborne from Crumpled Papers. I believe he's military, serving in our military, and floating across the open seas. My love, you asked what you can send me while I'm on cruise. These things which I want but cannot get while on the ship thousands of miles away. The list was fairly easy to write. I suspect that it won't be so easy to fill. Please send me autumn. Fill a box with that special chill the evenings get that forebodes the cold of winter that Jack Frost nip. Add the colors of fall, the reds, yellows, and browns of leaves whose cycle of life has ended. Send me the sound they make as you shuffle through ankle-deep blankets of them scattered across the yard. Be sure to wrap some of the fragrant smoke which spirals up from the pile as they burn. Package with it the yellow harvest moon caught in the naked branches of a tree which has begun its winter sleep. Later, you can send me winter. Send me the first heavy snowfall, that muted, magical silence which comes down across the land with the fat flakes that pile up quickly. Don't forget the taste of snowflakes on my tongue or the dusting of snow caught in your hair like jewels. Send me a blanket of white under a full moon when the land seems to glow. Send me a snowman, or even better, a snow family with a snow daddy, snow mommy, and little snow children with button eyes, sticks for arms, and carrots for noses. And send me an evening in front of the fireplace with hopes and dreams in the flames. Send me some of your warmth as we snuggle beneath the covers of a cold December night. Icicles, too, long, sturdy ones, and thin, delicate ones. The holidays, too. I'd want those. Send me Halloween with little witches, ghosts, cowboys, and pirates. Carefully wrap for me the shy voices which whisper, trick or treat, from the little fairies, joining in the ritual for the first time. Package them carefully with the louder, bolder cries of the more experienced trolls and Indians, hidden safely behind disguises they are sure could fool even their own parents. Send me the smell of freshly carved pumpkin with their funny or horrifying jack-o'-lantern grins and snarls. Capture for me some of the more grown-up magic that comes later that one night of year near the witching hour, when, after the little ones are tucked in their beds and the house is quiet, except maybe for a branch against a window, and even grown-ups get an uneasy feeling that perhaps there are haunts and goblins about in the night. Save for me the smells of roast turkey and dressing, homemade breads and pies. Send me the smell of Thanksgiving as the food is cooked all day and the table is piled higher and higher. Send me a Christmas tree, not just any tree, a fresh-cut tree felled by small hands assisted by Mom and Dad. Send it to me with fresh-cut smell, some lights and sparkles all draped in tinsel, carelessly tossed here and there as the young'uns try to outdo each other. Send me a glass of eggnog, ever so gently spiked. Take your sips first and leave the prints from your lips there on the glass for me to taste and see. For the last day of the year, send me a quiet evening spent with you as we look forward to another year together and marvel at all we survived the year before. Space out the packages, but send me all the changes of the season, all the day-to-day worries and joys, all the holidays that I'll miss as I sit halfway around the world from you. Most of all, send me your thoughts and hopes, your dreams and wishes, your smiles and tears. Most of all, send me your love.
And from the Heart City of Valentine, Nebraska, and the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board, a happy Valentine's Day. Go to visitvalentine.com. Find out how you can spend some time here in the Valentine area. And that's the good stuff.